This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
This government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. All present at the Agenda 21 show.
Well, hello, and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. And if you have not heard, well, people are all puckered up still about sanctuary city status and sanctuary state status and all that stuff. We're going to be covering that. Donald Trump yesterday at the White House inviting a bunch of mayors to talk with him at confab. Six of them didn't show up because they're protesting sanctuary status, that the DOJ is looking into sanctuary stuff. Well, anyway, that just sort of seems to be the way of the land, so to speak. Also, the Mueller thing is starting to wrap up. I think it's going to wrap up. I think that Mueller's lifespan, the lifespan of the investigation that he's heading up is going to be very short-lived. I think we're going to see a closing of that. I think we're going to see some other things happening, too. There's rumors going around about what's going on with Obama. See, I have been telling you, or I've been saying to you, asking the question, where are these people? Where are the usual suspects? Have they been rounded up? I guess that's really the big thing. Have they been rounded up at this point? Now, let's go down the list of who I might be talking about. Let's see. Okay. Former President Barack Hussein Obama. There we go. I'm going to check this one off. Obama. Let's try another one. John McCain. Okay. Now, McCain has, we'll give him the big C on that one, cancer, right? He says he's got cancer, he's being treated for it, brain cancer. who knows what, right? But he's not to be found. And then there's, Hillary Clinton. Have you heard much of her? Has she been out in the, has she said anything? I'm still seeing her pictures all over the internet. I mean, visibility? I don't know. What's going on? What is going on with Hillary Rodham? Oh, and then there's her husband, Bill Clinton. Listen, I'm taking roll. This is what I do. You know what? I'm just reverting back. I'm falling back on my years of teaching in the classroom. That's all this is. I'm taking a roll. This is roll. The bell rang. You're all seated in your seats. And you're looking around going, hey, where's Bill? Where's Hillary? Well, I don't, you know, their seats are empty in the classroom. And then there's a guy who's always sitting in the back. Looks like he's absolutely blottoed. You know, that guy, he calls himself a bomb. Sometimes he sits back there, he's so stoned, he's in drool mode. Now listen, I got to tell you, after years of being in the classroom, you know, I've seen these personality types before. I'm telling you. And teachers can relate to this. Teachers. I have some just fabulous classroom stories. But, you know, I view this as my classroom. And I'm just up here pontificating, and you're listening. You're taking it in because you're exceptional American. You believe in this sort of thing. But think about this. You're in the classroom. See, I was a biology teacher. Used to dissect cats, you know, that sort of thing. But that was back in the day when you could actually do live dissections on things to study things like hearts and stuff like that and beating in animals and all that stuff. Okay, so anyway, that's a long time ago. They discontinued. But, you know, the formalin, formaldehyde, all that stuff. Listen, I was back in the day when our kids would not use rubber gloves. Oh, no, we didn't have those latex glove things. No, we used lanolin. Have you ever used lanolin on your hands? Just pure lanolin? Because that would clog up all the pores and you wouldn't get this formalin that would diffuse into your skin and make you a little bit punchy. I always used to tell the kids when they were dissecting these animals, if you have to faint, faint backwards. That was the key. Faint backwards. I had one kid faint in all the years we did dissection. One kid. Oh, okay, I'm digressing. So I'm looking around the classroom. I'm taking roll. I don't see Obama. He's not in the back. He's not in drill mode. He's gone. And then there's John McCain. He's gone. Okay, check that one off. Then we got Bill and Hillary Clinton. Those two they always sat on the opposite sides of the classroom. I don't understand that. And then there's, Bill's gone. Oh, and then there's Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Where's Schultz? Let's see. And then there's that Uma Abedin girl. Where's Abedin? Who's Uma? Uma's missing. Her seat is empty. Everybody can relate to being in the classroom, right? So that's my assessment, the classroom assessment. There is no Bill. There is no Hillary. I mean, that's just a few. In fact, I'm looking around at this densely populated classroom, and the liberal section seems to be gone. I mean, they're just not there. There's no there. Where are these folks? Have you heard of them? And Cheryl Mills, where's she? Oh, yeah. And then there's Susan Rice. She's, you know, her seat's empty, too. Okay, so everybody's kind of wondering about that. And there's rumors. There's rumors about these people. Big rumors, you know. The big Q comes out and says, you know, there's really rumors about people getting lawyers amongst this group. One person in particular getting lots of lawyers. What's up with that? You know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, there's just so many things going on. I'm going to continue my classroom, and in a few minutes we're going to dismiss class. You're all free to move around the countryside. But as long as you come back on the dial and tune into Agenda 21 Radio, you'll find we'll open up the next period, if you will. We call them periods. I'm going to start doing that. You know, in some of the terms they call them blocks. So when we talk about the talking blocks, we'll talk them. What's first period? It's first period right now. Anyway, so I just don't see these folks, and you know what? I'm still going to continue on with the lectures. You're still going to get the lectures, and we may include these folks, but, you know, they just won't have a voice. And I guess in the United States of America, we all need to have a voice if we're going to be talking about politics, right? And doesn't it seem rather interesting the way we haven't heard these people? They are not disrupting the class any longer. They're the most disruptive ones in the class, right? They're always throwing things, spit wads, you know, stuff like that. Now, I got to tell you, as a classroom teacher, I had like zero tolerance to that, or the over-talking and stuff like that. But they're so disruptive, oftentimes you'd have to give them a referral to get out of class or send them away. And I don't know, but if I was a teacher in orchestrating everything in this great United States of America, I might look around at the landscape out there and listening to who's captured the narrative and stuff like that. And I say, you know, is there something we can do to get these people out of here? Let's see. We could probably have a couple of people just sort of look into them and do some background checking on them and find out, oh, my God, they're committing crimes. And they're accused of crime. And we, you know, maybe that's the way we can get them out of the classroom and Mr. Preston can go about lecturing without too much disruption. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's try Mr. Trump in his classroom. So we have this. The voices are gone. They're completely gone. They've been gone for weeks, haven't they? Now, I just sit there and wonder to myself, gosh, as a classroom teacher, I always wanted to make sure those that were disrupting the classroom and taking away from the education, the proper education of the students who wanted to be there and do a good job, I always looked at that as something positive. For the other students, of course. You have to worry about them, too. And that seems to be the case here. Those voices are no longer being heard out there, and all of a sudden, we're winning, winning, winning. Class dismissed. We'll be right back. Listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Come back for the next period.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Mindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Agenda.
We are back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Now, I got a couple emails, and I really want to thank you. The emails are just continuing to roll in, and so are the phone calls. So that's something else about newcaliforniastate.com. A 4 o'clock call a.m. this morning. I was in the studio. I was talking to somebody else, and the phone rings. And the phone rings. And somebody from another country. It's like, wow. And they said, did I wake you up? I said, well, no, I was awake anyway. But he said, oh, what's the time there in California? I said, it's 4 o'clock. He said, oh, it's 10 o'clock here. Oh, great. Okay. So I know you can kind of figure out where the person's at. You know, if you just figure out one of those clocks. Anyway, so anyway, just a lot of good things happening in that regard. Again, two emails just now. I just checked, both positive about support and all that stuff for New California. That's just the way it goes. I mean, we're just being flooded with support. So that's good. To keep them coming, just go to newcaliforniastate.com and give us a contact, and we'll appreciate it. This last one, one of them came in from New Jersey just now. George was his name. Thanks, George, if you're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Thank you. Okay, so anyway, pro-amnesty Lindsey Graham. There's something wrong with this guy when he does this, right? The globalist. Lindsey Graham is around, but there's no John McCain. I'm taking roll again in this period. Okay, here we go. And absent today in the second period is Obama and McCain. Oh, and by extension, where's Michelle Obama? So we got Obama, Obama. Obama, Obama are gone. Their seats are empty. And you know, of course, it's always empty with Obama in the back of the room. He's always in drool mode anyway when he's here. So what can you make of that? Okay, so Obama, Obama. McCain, absent. Hillary, absent. Bill Clinton, absent. W. Wasserman Schultz, absent. Muhammad Dean, absent. Cheryl Mills, absent. And Rice, she's gone. Okay, Susan Rice. All right. Okay, so now that we've taken roll, let's check in on Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, can you report to us in class? Stand up and give us a report. So, okay, you can't say anything. You're speechless. I will speak for you. This is from Breitbart. Pro-amnesty Lindsey Graham's, today's DACA illegal aliens can be tomorrow's Trump dreamers. What a bunch of crap that is. Oh, listen, I don't want to censure you, Lindsey, but, you know, you got to come up with a better report than this one. This is by John Binder. He just published this. Senator Lindsey Graham, who has authored an expansive amnesty plan for millions of illegal aliens, is touting President Trump's suggestion that he is open to supporting U.S. citizenship for illegal aliens. Really? Since Trump told mainstream media reporters that he would be open to giving a pathway to citizenship starting with nearly 800,000 illegal aliens shielded from deportation by the President Obama-created Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, DACA, DACA program, Graham is promoting the remarks. Lindsey Graham, the statement represents presidential leadership on immigration that will allow us to solve a difficult problem. Now, I said this before on the air. I was very distressed. I was listening to the Sunday show. We played a replay of last week's, I think it was a week before that, actually, program in which I was very distressed. I was openly distressed, pleading on the air, don't go down this road, President Trump, because you won't win. And again, that was just before this another court ruling that was a preemptive strike against the president on DACA, preserving the DACA rights and so on, out of the Ninth Circuit. Remember that? Okay, so I was like crying in my beer. Of course, I don't drink beer anymore. But I was crying, so to speak. It's just a figure of speech. Anyway, so now Lindsey Graham's using those words. See, Lindsey doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. He doesn't understand that the statements that Trump was giving before this court ruling were designed to make the court look bad because he's offering these things. I don't believe that the president really is offering these things. So Lindsey Graham is being a jerk. Lindsey, I'm going to have you take a seat, buddy. I mean, just a, you know, So anyway, today's DACA recipients can be tomorrow's Trump Dreamers. That's what he says. Lindsey Graham, President Obama tried and couldn't fix immigration. President Bush tried and couldn't do it. I believe Trump can. There you go. Another a whole string of tweets. Today's DACA recipients, tomorrow's another Lindsey Graham tweet. Anyway, on Wednesday, as Breitbart News reported, Trump suggested that a pathway to citizenship for DACA illegal aliens would give the amnesty beneficiaries incentive to good citizenship. When asked specifically about citizenship for DACA illegal aliens, Trump said, we're going to morph into it. It's going to happen over a period of 10 to 12 years. Somebody does a great job. They've worked hard. It's a nice thing to have the incentive of, after a period of years, being able to become a citizen, Trump continued. Okay, well, we'll see how that works out. Of course, they've got this nice one John Binder puts out there. Trump touts citizenship for illegal aliens after DACA recipients hurled insults at White House. Trump touts citizenship for illegals. Trump told reporters that he is open to caving on his immigration border activism. That was a tweet yesterday from him. Trump's comments nearly match Graham's expansive amnesty plan authored by Senator Jeff Flake and Dick Turbin-Durbin, you know, the guy who says, whole. Anyway, which would give a pathway to citizenship after a period of so many years to millions of illegal aliens. The White House, however, has slammed the Flake Graham-Durbin amnesty, which remains unpopular with the American people, as Breitbart reported. Anything with Graham, Flake, and Durbin on it is unpopular. It's just unpopular. I hate to tell you that, Lindsey. So anyway, Lindsey, I'm still, you know, you're going to have to take your seat, brother. It says the White House, however, has slammed that the proposal and is not a serious solution, as they say it is, to protect the American people, but a giant step in the wrong direction, White House spokesman Hogan Gidley said. Who's Hogan Gidley? Well, they got these people with their weird names. The president was clear in a bipartisan, bicameral public meeting that national security must include four issues: border security, ending chain migration, and stopping visa lottery, and a responsible solution for DACA, DACA, DACA. So he wants a responsible solution for DACA, DACA, DACA. And obviously, the Lindsey, your plan's not working, brother. And you, Jeff, you know. And Dick Turbin-Durbin, man, you got to listen, when you come in my classroom, you got to take the turban off, Dick. Anyway, so much for that. I mean, okay. What are they going to do to solve DACA? I'm going to give you some suggestions. Oh, I like this one. This is a sign that's up there. John Binder has this little sign that says, no borders, no nations, F your deportations. This is a demonstration that was held, I guess, in wherever it was. So, you know, F your deportations. See, the thing that I find very interesting, if you've ever been to some of these rallies and seen these people in action, some of them can't even speak English, and they can't read English. And I saw this, actually, I first saw this, and I asked somebody about this, at the Barcelona Olympic Games. And this was in 1992, and I was seeing a lot of interesting cultural dynamics as I was traveling through Europe that were reflective through the graffiti, of all things, because they were being graffitied all over the place in Europe at the time. And it was graffiti like you'd see in Los Angeles, Los Angeles. Of course, I was very big on all that stuff because I was helping to prevent it. I was part of a task force, you know, and all that stuff. And so I was recognizing graffiti styles, and they were looking at it as a interesting form of art, don't you think? I had a person tell me that one time in Spain. I said, no, it's a scourge. You know, as they're plastering graffiti up on these beautiful, beautiful cathedrals, you know, granite and everything like that, and just beautiful. And they thought it was cool. I said, no, it's not cool. But some of the stuff that was really interesting is that I'd see these girls at the Olympic Games, and I was walking up a series of steps, and finally they had these shirts on, and the shirt exclaimed in big letters, you know, the F word, huge block letters, and another bigger block letter, me. I thought to myself, well, that's an interesting form of cultural significance, don't you think? And, of course, they didn't speak English or read it. I wonder who gave them those shirts. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. Okay, yeah, you know, somebody said, just texted me, says, what about this Barcelona thing? And I'll tell you, we had, it was very interesting, the story of graffiti popping up in Barcelona was really, really a big thing. And I'll tell you, I was really unimpressed with the graffiti I saw. This is back in 1992. So graffiti, of course, was long time a scourge in Southern California. And, of course, a lot of cultural things were coming out of California at the time that were really what a lot of people thought was pretty disruptive stuff, you know, like the graffiti and the gangs and so on. And we're warning people about this whole gang graffiti business, and that, you know, this is something that's very serious stuff, and it starts cropping up in your cities and states, and, gee, you need to do something about it, like, right now. And, yes, you do have a gang problem. And so when I was in education, I was doing some anti-gang stuff and anti-drug stuff and things like that, and so people heard about me from other places around the world and around the United States and said, gee, this guy's got some skills and maybe we can find out whether or not we have these kind of problems in our places. So I started being contacted by various cities and states and so on, and particularly Georgia, the Carolinas. I think Arkansas was one of them, New York, New Jersey. And, of course, you know, gangs have always been around in America. I mean, it's, every immigrant population has had them. But the pernicious nature of some of your Southern California gangs was something that was becoming sort of a new thing, so to speak. And, again, each state at the time, we didn't have the open borders that we have right now amongst our states. And, of course, a lot of people are saying, like with the illegal aliens now, there are no borders. We had a couple of people that were guests on the show who talked about that. And, you know, this was something that was really pretty much understood at the time, is that, gee, all these different people from different places now, because of Obama, he's opened up, you know, so much about illegal immigrants that have come to the United States and so on, and just opened the borders. And, of course, Jerry Brown in California has done even more damage than ever before. That's something that everybody, I think, can pretty much understand. Well, you know, it wasn't that way back then. It really wasn't. Not every state had open borders. I mean, technically, the borders are open now to everybody because of the flooding of, and the changing of our demographics by this flooding in process of all these illegal immigrants by, well, Barack Obama. 8 years of open borders, if you will. So, but back then, there was none of that. And it was very easy that you could spot certain people that were gang members. And so people would call me and say, you know, do we have a gang problem? And so I'd say, yeah, you do. You know, they'd read off this list of stuff. I had a checklist. They said, well, are they showing colors? Are they doing this? Are they doing that? And what about the graffiti and stuff like that? And then they'd say, yes, they're doing all that. And then I said, well, I think you got a gang problem. You know, we go down this whole list. I think about I had 10 criteria, I think it got up to 15 things. And finally, the guys were kind of like, the people were like going, wow. And then they said, well, I don't think we have a gang problem. I said, wait a minute. We just went this list, and you got all these things. I said, you got to get. So I went through this many, many times, and it was almost like, just, you know, we hear you, but we're in denial. So the denial thing problem. And so I just kind of, people would call me from time to time, and I said, well, you know, I can help you. This is what it is. But, you know, so denial settled in all around the nation. Guess what? Denial is here. All across the nation. So that was what was happening. The acculturation of the 90s, the radicalized hip-hop movement and, you know, rap music was spreading like crazy. And Americanism was taking an ugly turn, if you will. We were being, I think, and of course, the ugly American, you know, you've heard this term before. This is nothing unusual about Europe and how they think about America. And, you know, this elitist mentality that the Europeans have over Americans. They think we're a bunch of, you know, idiots and morons. But of course, we saved their bacon over the last century from totalitarianism, right? Just want to briefly mention that. They've lost, you know, 50, 60 million people over there. And we haven't, because we've gone over and saved the rest of the continent twice. But that's okay. They're so arrogant that we just move on. So, but this whole acculturation that was going on at the time was very, very fascinating. I could see it through the graffiti all throughout Europe as I was traveling Europe that time. And there was none, of course, in Eastern Europe at the time, because that's when the wall had just fallen. And they were still in very much transition. I mean, they would have nothing. I mean, you talk about a place void of anything. They wouldn't allow color in Eastern Europe. No, the Soviets wouldn't allow that. You could not paint your building. In fact, there was no reconstruction after the war. And so in 1992, I'd go into these towns and these communities. And some of them had been rebuilt. Leipzig, as an example, had been fairly well rebuilt, but all the buildings were empty. It was amazing. These huge sky, you know, 30-story buildings. Maybe not that big. I don't know. They look, but they're completely empty. Completely all locked. Nothing inside. I mean, business things. I mean, business campuses, completely empty. You're like going, hmm. And then when you travel to East Berlin and you walked up through, you know, got off the train at the train station, you walk down this long road. I can't remember the name of the street that's actually where you have Checkpoint Charlie and all that. That's sort of Friedrichstrasse, maybe. Anyway, so you walk along and you're on the eastern side and you see facades. And you're looking through the windows and you realize the building's still bombed out behind it. It's just a facade. And a whole rows of buildings like that, just facades. And you realize, wow, this is kind of strange. But, you know, that's the way they lived. They were, you know, the reason why they had facades there around Checkpoint Charlie, because that's where all the cameras would go from the West, right? The media would pan in there and look and see, oh, they see these buildings, and the buildings were all filled with these mannequins and all the clothes. They look like, you know, productive stores, just like on the West. And, of course, that just wasn't the way it was. No, it was an empty building, empty shell. Potemkin Village type things. But the cultural influence of America at the time, in a negative fashion, with the rap and hip-hop, the misogynistic attitudes and so on, was spreading like wildfire, and it was being reflected in the graffiti on these buildings, and in English, you know. And it was interesting the way a lot of these people thought it was passé and good because it was from America, and it was really very much desecrating the buildings and fine art and so on all throughout Europe. And they just didn't get it, you know, they just didn't get it. And so I tell this story about these girls that I saw with these interesting shirts on. And again, you kind of get it when, you know, you're in a foreign country, they speak another language. In fact, it's the Spanish that they speak is very foreign to most people from Southern California because of a different dialect and so on. But, you know, when you realize that some of these people were wearing shirts and clothing that had inappropriate statements on them, and you'd ask them, I think I was relaying this when I finally stopped one of the girls and said, do you know what that means? And she could no comprende, no speak of the English, you know. Se habla español, you know, that sort of thing. So I'd speak to her in a little bit of Spanish, and I told her what that meant. And nobody had bothered to tell her that. It meant she had a big block letter right across her chest, four letters starting with F and ending with K, and a huge M-E on the bottom. So appropriately placed, right? That sort of acculturation we didn't need. And boy, she was really embarrassed and she was upset. But somebody had to tell her. But that was propping up all over the place. Interesting, huh? If you're in a foreign land, you better be able to speak a little bit of the language. You better be able to understand what you might be wearing, if it's appropriate or not. Kind of like, you know, showing your feet if you're in a Muslim country. Or throwing shoes at the president. That might be an interesting scenario. Remember George Bush? That happened to him? The shoe was significant. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Let's get Tool. Was that, that's from Tool there. Anyway, a little bit of reminiscing, I guess you can say, or ruminating, whatever you want to call it, from back in the day. Back in the day when I was at the Olympics in 1992, learned a lot of things at that little experience that are being applied even today. So, okay. Schumer. Let's jump into Trump. Trump storms Davos. This is the headline that we're looking at right here. Trump storms Davos. Davos. Yep. Trump storms Davos. The president lands in Switzerland to defend the American first policy in a flurry of meetings with world leaders and billionaire CEOs. President Donald Trump has arrived to Switzerland to participate in the Davos economic, I'm sorry, who's this guy out there? Economic conference. Members of his cabinet arrived in advance and joined in panels and interviews. He will push his America First agenda and seek more fair reciprocal trade between the U.S. and its allies. America First is not America alone, said White House Senior Economic Advisor Gary Cohn. Trump met the British Prime Minister Theresa May after canceling his visit to the U.K. earlier this month. The president and prime minister shook hands after reaffirming the special relationship between the nations. Trump said that he would fight for Britain and said that any rumors of a fracture in relations are false. And he met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who thanked Trump for recognizing Jerusalem as the capital. He will also attend a reception the White House has said will be held in his honor and meeting with CEOs. Trump said before departing that he was looking forward to speaking to Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Trump never invited as a businessman, will be the first president to attend Davos since Bill Clinton in 2000. Uh-huh. President Donald Trump landed Thursday in Switzerland, where his outsized personality and determination. This is by the Daily Mail. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, these guys, Daily Mail and The Guardian. Guardian was supposed to interview me. They didn't. They were supposed to. They did. You know, this is what's happening here with New California and The Guardian is that they're doing this workaround. We'll see what sort of article they write this time. To an extent, the annual confab of billionaires and CEOs was already centering around Trump even before Air Force One touched down in Zurich, then flew aboard Marine One to Davos in Swiss Alps. The approximate 40-minute trip took Trump over a snowy countryside dotted with houses, frosted mountains, and a glistening lake. I bet that was a beautiful flight, actually. I've been to Switzerland, and never to Davos. Switzerland's beautiful, by the way. Wow. It's Switzerland. It's beautiful. As Trump got off the helicopter in Davos, he gestured to aides who held him by the arms as he walked across the snowy landing zone to his waiting car. Yeah, it's a little slippery when wet. "We're very happy to be here," said Trump as he arrived. "The United States is doing very well and will continue to do well. And this will be a very exciting 2 days." He said he was bringing a message of peace and prosperity to the gathering of world leaders, business executives, and celebrities. Trump waved to a bank of cameras when he arrived before immediately being whisked away. Kind of like whisking, you know, being whisked away. He then had a meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and all that stuff. So he's a happy camper. He is a happy camper. And they show him going up the escalator and people, he's, you know, wanting to reach up and touch him and stuff like that. It's kind of interesting. My mother did that to Richard Nixon, believe it or not. The third day of Disneyland being opened in the 1950s. Go figure. My mother, I mean, her hand was golden. She treated her right hand like she used never, I mean, that was the blessed hand because she had touched Richard Milhouse Nixon, who was the vice president of the United States at the time. Mm-hmm. Jared Kushner is there, and so is one of my friends. Before the arrival of Trump, it was German Chancellor Angela Merkel who got most of the press as she took to an isolationism and protectionism in her remarks here on Wednesday, while French President Emmanuel Macron took a dig at Trump over global warming. I bet they did. Isolationism and protectionism. Gee, what is going on in Germany? Boy, we talk about the demographic shift in Germany. You know, you got everybody. You got Germans now converting to Islam. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of a migration coming your way. Millions of people. Yeah. Okay. President's advisors have said that he will give a full-throated defense of America's first policies in a Friday speech at a time when the conference is wrapping up. The president was not accompanied by his wife, Melania, who pulled out of the trip a short notice following allegations that he had an affair with a porn star. Mm-hmm. While the president is expected to declare that the United States is open for business, the protectionist-leaning president, his attendance at the annual gathering for free trade-loving political business elites has raised eyebrows. Really. It's where the business gets done, folks. This is where the business gets done. A squadron of helicopters. Wow, this is really an impressive picture. Helicopters flying in with him. Coming in. Yep. Interesting, this snow. You know, I miss living in the snow. I used to live in the snow up in the Sierras for years, and I miss it. I really miss it. I miss the cold weather like that. Really, really biting cold. Mm-hmm. Skiing and things like that. Anyway, so they're playing this angle that the president was not accompanied by his wife, Melania, who pulled out of the trip at short notice following allegations that he had an affair with a porn star. Okay, well, here we go. Going to get to the Bill Clinton things. Maybe there are other reasons why they didn't bring her along, but you know, maybe she's trying to take care of her son. Could be other things, you know? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio and visit our website, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860.
800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, closing up the hour here. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also, you know, we got a lot of things going on with New California, and visit that website also, get the latest up-to-date information. We got a lot of things going on. We're getting prepared for grievance number two on the New California side, and we'll talk a little bit about that in the next hour. And, oh, we got the Mueller thing coming up. A lot of things going on with Mueller, and we were going to talk about Mueller in the first hour, get that all taken, but I guess there's some things happening, so we might be able to get a little bit more clarity on some of the issues surrounding Mr. Mueller and the investigation going on with Donald Trump. He says he's going to go and speak to him. He's going to testify under oath. President of the United, I think that's just bad. I don't know who the lawyer is advising. He doesn't need to do that. I don't think he should do it. I really don't. Donald Trump is the rope salesman. Is he going to go in and shorten the rope on him? That's the question. He sold a bunch of rope to Mueller, of course, and Mueller bought it, and he's got it around his neck. So I guess the real issue is Mueller having the rope shortened by Donald Trump going in? You never know. This guy plays hardball. And it sure would be interesting to find out what is really going on. Anyway, you got more information coming your way here on Agenda 21 Radio in the next hour, so stay with us. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Naturally, I want you to visit the New California State, newcaliforniastate.com website. That is a barn burner website. Lots of information about New California. And I love your comments, guys. Keep them coming. Send in those messages, and like I said before, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.